God's daughter? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:15-18. Sons and daughters. We are the sons and daughters of God when we have believed in Christ as our Savior and accepted Him as such. Beyond this, we must confess our sins to God and turn from them, seeking to obey Christ in all things from now on. Being God's daughter is over all other positions. I am a wife, a mother of 10 children, a sister, a friend, a grandmother of 25, and a great-grandmother of 9, every other position that is given to me is then made alive because of my first being God's daughter. All the relationships and ways that I fit into this world grow in meaning and purpose because I face them after first sitting before Christ and learning from Him. A cold January morning in a flock of birds. Today I sat down after chores and glanced out of the living room window at a cold gray January morning. Against the dismal overcast sky, a good-sized flock of small dark birds was swooping and soaring in the course they followed. The pattern was driven by an inner urge placed there by their loving Father. My mind went to Jesus' words about God knowing when each sparrow fell in Matthew 10:29-31. Are not 2 sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Our worth. Though God loves each sparrow, Jesus says that I am worth more than many sparrows. Not only this, but God Himself has made me His daughter when in belief I ran into His arms. No matter what comes, I am blessed beyond measure. As a daughter of my Heavenly Father, I should follow my Father's example. His goodness and law should be in my heart and the means by which I measure my behavior. Perhaps like me, you never met your earthly biological father, or perhaps you were rejected by a stepfather. Regardless, as a Christian, you now have the perfect Father to emulate, obey, follow, and love in return. His love is overwhelming and pure. He holds His love out to us unendingly. We are never rejected or unloved or scorned. I give all praise to my Father in heaven and in my heart, from whom all blessings and love flow. I am so perfectly loved and so blessed to be a daughter of God.